Hello and welcome to the 30th episode of the WW Review. I am Laura Fitzpatrick and I'm joined this evening by Pete and Chris. How's it going, guys?
Good, Laura. How about you?
Good, Laura. How are you?
Good. Enjoying summer. Enjoying the Olympics.
Are you watching the Olympics? Good for you.
Yeah, I didn't tune in tonight because we were recording, but last night was pretty good.
I can hear my wife right now watching the swimming for Michael Phelps as we speak.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back and record prime time tonight when I'm going to get done.
So, cool.
Yeah. Well, the three of us have a very important announcement to make, and we wanted to announce that we are officially sponsored by the Magic for Less Travel.
Yay!
So we are very excited about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm an agent for the Magic for Less Travel. I've been an agent since 2013. I don't want to go into too much detail about the Magic for Less, but I'm just going to hit a few highlights for our listeners. But Magic for Less is a full-service travel agency, meaning, you know, we can book all kinds of destinations and, you know, cruises and different things like that, tours. We do not charge a fee. It's part of our concierge services. That's a popular question that we agents get is, you know, how do you get paid? And we get paid by the suppliers. So when you book a Disney vacation, then Disney will pay me commission after you travel.
Okay.
The Magic for Less does have a physical office in Pennsylvania. You know, most of our business is done online because we have lots of agents located around the United States. We're fully licensed and insured, and part of our concierge service, especially for Disney, is booking dining reservations 180 days out for you, so you don't have to be on the phone at 6 a.m., and then we can book FastPass Plus reservations for you and different things like Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique tours. If you need a wheelchair when you get to Walt Disney World or something like that, we can take care of all that stuff for you.
But, Laura, if you wanted to make your own dining reservations, you could do that as well, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
So let's say you had a guy that you knew that was going on this really awesome vacation, but he, I wouldn't say he's a type A personality, but when it comes to Disney planning, he might be a type A personality. If he wanted to hang around the computer and make these all these exotic reservations, do you think he could?
Oh, yeah.
By himself?
Hey.
I'm
on the phone call, you know.
I wasn't talking about you.
And by the way, I did it through the My Disney Experience app. Thank you very much.
All right, so let's sidetrack this conversation. Where did you make your reservations for, Pete?
Let's see. I've got... I got Morimoto Asia. I got a Flying Fish reservation. I got an Ohana dinner and an Ohana breakfast. I've got a Yachtsman Steakhouse dinner and a Via Napoli lunch.
Sounds superb.
Sweet mercy. You're going to be eating good. Are you thinking of any more?
Probably not. I think we're going to save some of the credits for just whatever strikes us at the time. If you know, something comes up between then and now and we're like, you know, we really want to eat there,
mm-hmm.
we may do that, but...
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty cool.
Sounds good.
All right, Laura, I do apologize.
No, it's
so...
great.
Yeah, no, so let's talk about this. You know, this incredibly awesome, you know, we are sponsored by the Magic for Less, and we're incredibly proud, and, you know, we certainly, you know, take it seriously, and we're going to put on a great show like always, or mm-hmm. we're going to at least strive for a good show.
Yeah,
final results may vary. But let's talk about what we got right now as far as travel agency specials and whatnot. Anything good right now cooking?
Yeah. So we are... in the middle of August, and a discount was released yesterday for the holiday season. So if you book, you have to book by October 8th, and you have to travel between November 6th and December 21st. And it's just it's like a room. There's a room discount attached to that. So I did some sample pricing for 1 week in December, staying at Pop Century for a family of four, with a 5-day park hopper and dining plus memory maker and a pool view. Oh, I'm sorry. That was for Port Orleans Riverside. Sorry. Portland's Riverside Pool View, 5-day park hopper plus dining plus memory maker is $4,318.74.
Okay, and how long was that for?
6 nights, 7 days.
Okay, so for a week, awesome.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a lot on the surface again, and so you said that includes memory maker, and that includes...
The dining plan, and then a 5-day park hopper. I chose the 5-day park hopper because this particular week in December, there's a Christmas party. The family might want to take a night to go to the Christmas party. But, I mean, keep in mind that it's a moderate resort, and...
Wait a minute.
It's a pool view room.
Is this a pop, or is this at Port Orleans?
Port Orleans Riverside, I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry.
I misread my handwriting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the tickets alone are heck, almost half the price alone, you know, so...
So,
okay.
I priced
okay.
out that exact same week for the beach club in a standard view room, with the same thing, 5-day park hopper, dining plan, memory maker, and it was $5,929.54.
Wow.
But that's at beach club.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that, but it's a substantial savings.
Yeah.
And
so,
which dining plan is that with?
I just did the standard dining
standard.
Plan. Standard? Yeah. That's the most popular dining plan that the agents get requested for, so.
Unless you're like me.
Yeah, unless you're like me.
Yeah, yes.
And then there's the fall pack fall discount that's still going on. It expires at the end of the month, August 31st, and that's for travel by September, October, and then through November 5th. So the new discount picks up where the other one left off. And, you know, availability is not very much right now, but you can still save, you know, if you're flexible on where you want to stay. A lot of hotels are sold out for the discount, but, you know, like I priced out a week in October for a family of four, 6 nights at Pop Century in a standard view room, 5-day park hopper plus dining plus memory maker, $3,627.36.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're looking for a quick trip and, you know, food and wine is still going on in October and the Halloween party. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Laura, I married an educator and you're an educator yourself. So it seems like we can only travel over Christmas vacation. So I know looking forward, there's going to be very few, if any, discounts available during the Christmas season.
Correct.
So let's say you're listening to this, and let's say you're Tamara in Colorado, or let's say you're another educator. Why would you want to use a travel agent to travel even during a time where the discount would be the exact same as you would get online?
Because the travel agent will, you know, keep looking for discounts for you. If there's not one available, the travel agent can book everything for you. So get your dining reservations, constantly checking for dining reservations that you might want. I know, you know, VR Guest Restaurant is still pretty popular, and a lot of people want that. So, you know, I have a client traveling in November that I'm still checking for. And the same thing with Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, that books up really fast. So I'm still checking to try to get her an earlier reservation, as opposed to the one she has now. So instead of you having to worry about it, that's what your travel agent's for.
Cool. I always thought that if I were to go and travel, and I was actually stayed at Disney Resort around Christmas time, let's say I had my heart set on staying at the Wilderness Lodge, but it wasn't available, I would tell you that, okay, Laura, we'll take the reservation over at Port Orleans, but I really want to stay at Wilderness Lodge for the same timetable. It'd be on me then every day to go to the computer and check this out and make sure that it's available or not available. Where would that be your role as well, too? Would you look every day to see if you could transfer that reservation?
Mm-hmm. I've done it in the past because people cancel, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
Same, especially with dining.
I would think so, right? Mm-hmm. They would cancel that, right?
Yeah.
So
it's always a possibility. Sometimes, you know, nothing opens up and you have to send that email saying, you know, I'm sorry, but... You know,
sure.
And all the agents at the Magic Burlesque try to find something else that's, you know, close to what the client wants too. So,
okay.
There's also a Disneyland special going on. You can save up to 25% on premium rooms at the Grand Californian and Disneyland Hotel. Travel by September 29th and book by September 15th. So, 25% is pretty good.
Yeah, no doubt. Is there anything for later on in the fall towards, like, the holiday season?
Not yet.
No, I know it's tougher to find one out there than it is to find it in Florida. That's for sure, just from the limited availability. Yeah. So. Okay.
If, you know, any of our listeners want to contact an agent at the Magic for Less, doesn't have to necessarily be me. You can go to themagicforless.com and you can fill out a quote form, and, you know, any of the Magic for Less agents will be happy to help you.
If they wanted just to start the process, just with conversation, could they just contact you through Facebook, Twitter,
send
or anything?
Send a private
you know?
Message through Facebook, send me an email. I'll be sure to post my email on the Dub page so that people can see it. But, so we're very excited about our sponsorship, so we'll be plugging the Magic for Less. You know, tonight's a pretty big plug show because we're announcing it, but...
Of course. Let me ask you this. Give me your feedback and thoughts on this. This is kind of related to what you said earlier, but not directly connected. I heard there was a rumor about the drink cups. Have you guys seen this rumor?
The handleless versus handled ones?
Yeah, I'm curious because I just went and invested in one of those Arctic mugs that was double insulated, and I love my cup, but... Second in my mind is my drink cup, so I'm kind of torn out how I want to do this. What do you think?
I like the handle.
Okay.
There's some people who don't like the handle, but I like the handle.
What would be a reason to not like the handle? I'm just curious. I know we're making a mountain out of a molehill. I'm just curious.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's personal preference, but
in Disney's perspective,
I have
less money.
One thing that the handle is kind of a pain in the rear about. Now, let's say, you know, my backpack that I would be bringing into the park, I've got a pocket on each side.
Oh, yeah.
Without the handle, a couple fit in there really nicely. Especially if you don't have anything in it at the time, but you want to have something to put water in or whatever.
Yeah.
That makes complete sense,
That's true.
That makes sense. Well, you know, I can't... be sure of the reasons. It must be cheaper to produce that, obviously, without the extra plastic, the molding and whatnot. So I'm just curious. It's interesting. I didn't quite know the change. I don't really have an opinion either way on it, other than, you know, when you get attached to something, it's hard to see change coming because you always thought it was so effective the first way, you know, but just curious. Okay. Good point about the backpack, though, Pete. As I think about the backpack we take now, too, ours has side pockets as well, too. So that would make sense there. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. What color mug you getting, Laura?
I like getting purple when I can.
Peter?
It's usually either orange or purple.
Do they even have an orange mug?
They've had them in the past.
Depending on where you stay,
I've had orange. Okay. I've gotten orange.
The last time I was at Port Orleans Riverside, they were green and purple.
Okay. Yeah, green, purple, blue, and red. So, and I know they all have the RFID chips on them.
I think Animal Kingdom is... Lodge is yellow and red. Mm. That's the way it used to be anyway. You know, everything changes, but...
Okay. Cool. Well, I know this is going to be a shorter show today, as we just wanted to advertise the sponsorship, and so we definitely appreciate that from, you know, Pam's trust in us to go and do a good job representing her, you know, accordingly, and Laura, you've been great, so... anything else we're missing today, guys? Did I miss anything?
I thought we could finish up the show by highlighting some of the changes to the 2017 dining plan.
Heck yeah.
Sure, I'm all about that. You know me and food.
So, 2017 packages were released in June, and one of the most notable things was the changes in the dining plan. So, I'm not going to go over, you know, the 2016 dining plan because, you know, 2016 is coming to a close. I mean, not now, it's August, but in vacation purposes. But if you compare the quick service plans, you still get two quick service meals, which includes an entree, non-alcoholic beverage at breakfast, and then either a combo meal or an entree and a dessert. That's the same. The 2016 quick service plan had one snack, but the 2017 plan is going back to two snacks, which I think is great. And then you still get the resort refillable mug. And I think the nice thing about the difference between the plans is that the pricing didn't really change very much. it only went up about $2.
So the extra snack for $2, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's the quick service plan, but I thought that was a good change, you know. So that way you can use maybe 2 snack credits at breakfast if you want to, or so it's kind of like you're getting 3 meals, you know, after day. So
sure.
Are you guys quick service meal plans fans?
Oh, great question. You know what? we have to try the meal plan to start off with in the first place.
Oh, yeah. That's
you know,
true.
We haven't. We've not done it. Historically, for the way my wife and I choose to eat there, we've not opted in for that. But I think that we would. You know, we're not sit down, especially with the kids right now. We would be quick service, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And that's really appealing to me, having the extra snacks, because, frankly, with how we move around, that would appeal to me more, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
See, and I'm not.
Yeah. The adult plan.
I'm very much a sit-down
yeah.
dining person.
The adult.
Pete, I gotta let you borrow my kids, Pete, so I can go and become a sit-down dining person.
Trade.
tag off, Pete.
The adult plan is $46.34 per day, and then the child is $20.18 per day.
For quick service.
For quick service.
Okay.
So, I mean, Chris, that's how old are your oldest again? Are they not?
Well, it depends. If Disney's listening, they're about 4. no. They're my oldest are twins, and they're going to be, the next time we go down there, they'll be 11 and a half.
So they would be considered 12. Adults.
Oh, yeah, after 10, they're adults. And then my youngest is 4 and a half, but she,
Okay.
Yeah, so we got some time there.
So would your twins eat $46 worth of food per day?
My son would. My son, if Pete went out to eat with us, Pete would be extremely proud of my son. You know what? No, they wouldn't. I mean, there's not many 12-year-olds that I think could eat $46 worth of
yeah,
food.
Yeah, I...
You know, that's a lot of food.
Yeah.
It's a lot of chicken nuggets.
Yeah. and then moving to the standard dining plan, which is the middle dining plan and the most popular with Magic for Less clients that I've had, anyways. You still have 1 table service meal per day, which can include a buffet, or an entree and a non-alcoholic beverage. They did remove the dessert for your table service. So the dessert is not included anymore. Which, personally, I was okay with. Because half the time, I would get the dessert just to get it, and I'd take one bite of it, and then it was enough. Because
Isn't it the truth? You know what? Yeah. You'd be so stuffed with it after.
Yeah.
You
know? So, and then 1 quick service meal. And that includes an entree, non-alcoholic beverage at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or a combo meal. So, you know, if you're at Columbia Harbor House and you get the shrimp and fries and a drink, that would be included for a combo meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I think is great is that they added 1 snack. So now you have 2 snacks total for the standard dining plan, which I think is really nice, especially, you know, food and wine time.
You know, you Heck yeah.
Snacks around the world.
Remind me again, is there a conversion if you wanted to go and trade up a meal? Is there like a conversion? Like 2 snacks for 1 meal? Or anything like that?
I think you can use a table service meal for a quick service meal.
Okay.
But I know you can't do the opposite.
Okay.
Right, but I think he's asking if you can use like a quick service meal during food and wine for say 3 snack credits.
Yeah, something like that, like a conversion. No, there is nothing like that.
I thought there was something that you could do similar to that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'd have to take that question.
Okay.
But, and then you get a 1 refillable mug per person. And the pricing is $67.33 per day, or per night, per adult. And then child price is $24.22. So it went up slightly from 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Now okay. on to the Pete dining plan.
Yeah, I was going to say, not kind of Corville plan.
Now Pete's dining plan, the deluxe dining plan. Not many changes here. You get 3 meal credits per night, so you can use those table service, quick service, any combination. So if you wanted to do 3 table service meals in a day, or 3 quick service meals in a day. It doesn't matter. Then you get 2 snacks and a resort refillable mug. The nice thing about the table service is that it includes an appetizer and a dessert. So, you know, you're at Le Cellier, you can order the Canadian cheddar cheese soup, your entree, and then a dessert at the end of your meal as well. So.
Pete, you going to wear your stretchy pants?
Nope.
Oh.
So, I'm going to check something really quick to make sure I wrote down the pricing correctly. I took a double take.
$115.08 per person. Per adult, I should say.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I think I wrote down the wrong... I think I mixed them up, because I'm looking at it. I'm like, wow, the price went down for 2017, but I think I switched them. I wrote the 2016 price in the 2017 column.
Let me ask you, so you have the price memorized. In your mind, do you view that as a value, or is that more of just convenience? Let's just get rid of it, let's get done with it, and then we can just relax and enjoy and eat like we want.
For me, it's both.
Both?
Okay, because look at...
Yeah, Matt, explain it to me.
For a signature meal, you're spending 2 dining credits, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That means you have to have $76.72 per person on that bill.
Okay.
My wife and I just went through and picked out, like, a sampling menu of what we would have at, say, Yachtsman Steakhouse. My bill was $83. Hers was $76.
Hmm. Okay.
If you split that into thirds... So, you know, you're at, what, $38 and some odd cents per person per meal? Even at a single credit dining restaurant, we're still $40 to $50 per person.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Magic for Less does
have...
It's all a
question of how you eat.
Yeah. The Magic for Less does have a dining calculator that you can use to see if it's worth it for you.
Yeah,
huh, okay.
If you're not one of those people that is going to indulge when you're down there and have that $35 steak or the $40 steak or whatever, the deluxe dining plan is not what you want to do.
Right, yeah, if you're a cheeseburger and chicken nuggets type of person.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, would I like to be able to eat at restaurants like that on a regular basis? Of course. Can I afford to do it on a regular basis? No.
Right.
I can't go out. My wife and I cannot go out and have a $160 meal every night. But when we're there, we can.
Right.
Yay. Okay.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So keep in mind, too, all character meals are still 1 table service credit, with the exception of Cinderella's Royal Table at the Magic Kingdom, which is 2. But... California Grill is a 2 table service credit. Narcoosie, Citrico.
Flying Fish, Citrico, Narcoosie.
Yeah, there's a whole list of them. But
Laura, let's say Pete wanted to go eat with Anna and Elsa in Epcot. How much would that cost him?
My dignity and my life.
1 table service credit.
Pete, it's a table service. Come on.
Yeah, I only have 1 breakfast planned, and that's intentional. And that's at Ohana.
Okay.
Yeah. So I personally like the dining plan. I like the standard dining plan because we like to sit down at least once per day. I would like to try the deluxe dining plan someday, but maybe more on a relaxing trip instead of like a whirlwind weekend trip.
See, and that's the other thing. It's just my wife and I. So for us, it's we can take that time and relax, have a sit-down meal or 2 in a day, and, you know, we don't have to worry about, oh, the kids are getting restless, they're misbehaving, we have to leave.
For sure. Your trip sounds completely relaxing.
Well...
And I'm completely envious.
I don't know about completely relaxing. I mean, we'll be going while we're there, but at the same time, we're not going to be, you know, killing ourselves, falling all over one another to try to get out the door and... you know, do 70 things before breakfast.
Right.
And if you're listening to this, there's a really good chance that when Pete's down there, if you can identify Pete, he's going to have some good swag for you.
Yeah, right, Pete? I may have something to hand out here or there.
Yeah, you might. So, cool.
Yeah, so I think the removal of the dessert was a good move because, especially at quick service restaurants, you get that little brownie or that little cupcake and it's like, ugh. Like, I'd rather just get the snack credit.
I know people that would argue that, though. Because, like, if you're eating at the, say, the food court at Pop, I know a lot of people that would, like, run
right.
you over to get to the tie-dye cheesecake.
Right, but now you have an extra snack credit. So you can go get the tie-dye cheesecake with a snack credit.
Mm-hmm.
But is it worth it as a snack credit? There's better snack credit usage out there.
I mean, yeah, not to me, personally, but...
No, but I think the usability of it is better. You know, I agree with you, Laura. You know what? So you could still have the same exact meal plan if you want. But if you wanted to skip the dessert and go get yourself, Pete, your, a Dole Whip or whatnot, you can, you know, elsewhere. So I get it. The functionality and the usability of it has changed. So it's a little better now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Cool.
So. Well, that's all I got for you guys. Do you guys have anything
yeah.
else?
Pete, you got anything today?
No, I'm just, plugging along.
Plugging along. Very good. I think that's all I got, too. But we wanted to share with everybody. You know, I know it's actually fairly late in the evening. And, but we knew we wanted to, we were extremely proud and extremely honored to be able to go and be sponsored by the Magic for Less. We just wanted to share it with everybody. If you have any questions, again, we're all on Facebook, Laura Fitzpatrick, Pete Ponicurvo, and Chris Malik, but we have our own page. It's the WW Review on Facebook. So feel free to contact us. I know we mention this every show, and we certainly appreciate it, and we've had a bunch now that's already come through, 7 or 8 or so, but we sure love it. If you like the show, please give us a review. Please do it on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen, wherever your connection is through us. We'd love to have a review from you guys. And I think with that, we're done. Have a great evening, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
See you, everybody.
Hello and welcome to the 30th and the 30th anniversary show.
Now that would be awesome.
No offense, I don't think I'm doing this when I'm 69 years old, folks.
You never know, Pete. You never know.
Okay. Take two. Hello and welcome to the 30th episode of the Dub D Dub Review. I am.
You almost said anniversary again.
I did. I need to write it down or something. Oh my god.
I feel like Lawrence Welk. You know,
just keep going.
That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah, we interrupted you.
Okay. All right, take three.